coming in on 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast on adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox, and with me today is Ernie, the man who didn't get his hair cut. He got all of them cut. Johnson, how you doing, sir?
About 5 hours ago.
Yeah, there you go.
Nobody ever tells me.
Bald Johnson.
He got a haircut today. Yeah.
Well, you always come in here freshly shaved, and I really appreciate it.
I try.
It. You got a freshly shorn scrot.
I got a big bush, though.
But it's really quite breathtaking.
It's all on my back now.
Mostly blinding.
Yep.
And we if we ever do videos here someday, we already talked about having some sort of diffuser.
Yep.
Above my head because it's kind of sparkly.
It's shiny. And with us today as well, we got Chris Allstump Chelsis.
Allstump?
Yeah. Listen to the last episode, buddy.
Oh, great! That was a good one.
Allstump.
I like how, if you didn't get that joke, listen to other stuff that's happened.
Yeah, listen to the last episode that we put out. Yeah,
What's that mean? Like Allstump, no trunk?
No, I have no idea.
No sticks.
Yeah, he just lopped his head off and he was Allstump.
Some of us don't recall former episodes. You know?
Oh.
I remember.
Nope. Excellent. All right. And with us today as well, we got Travis Gilbertson, how you doing, sir?
I'm pretty hungover, and I think I peed myself last night.
All right.
Well, that really just depends.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Bravo. Okay. Bravo. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if I would have said that, because that would be something I would say, you would have totally buzzed me.
I
would have laughed my ass off, though.
Next level product placement. That was nicely done.
I like how this podcast is just chock full of yuck pants.
Yuck
pants. Everybody. Every fucking one of you, you stinking bastards.
But I really think I peed myself.
Oh, bummer.
That's okay. It's Knox's chair.
Ah.
And we have with us all as well, our last guest is Cousin Tori. How you doing, Cousin Tori?
Good enough.
Good to have you on.
I peed his pants as well.
Excellent. From across the room, I hope.
But it wasn't even any that either of them were wearing. He just went up into his drawer, pissed on his pants.
He didn't even charge that much. That was kind of nice. I got the friend discount.
I'm a giver.
Well, today's...
Funny story. So apparently, I was over here last night for a while. Yeah, fuck you. I was over here a little bit last night. We went out for supper. Came back over here and was talking. And apparently, I got so fucked up last night that I had to leave my truck here. And Ann and I walked home.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You live across the street, don't you?
Literally.
Bravo. Yeah.
So
Bravo.
When I got up this morning to go to the store, I had to walk across the street again.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, that's right. I left
my
truck over
there.
That's
so inconvenient.
Right.
I got to walk right there.
Jesus. I can see it.
When you're used to it being here, and then you have to walk over there. Motherfucker, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you got to time everything out that extra 30 seconds.
Uphill both ways through the snow.
He had flip-flops on and not real walking shoes. So, I mean, it was murderous.
No, the kind that really hurt you.
I caught a rock, man.
All right. This is going great.
Right, we're starting off hot.
Woo. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Funny as ever.
All right, well, today's episode, I wanted to go over some Wild Turkey products. And we have
on purpose?
Yep. So we have a little bit of all their products, except for we don't have any of the rye varieties today, and we don't have anything Master's Keep because we're not made of money. So first on the docket, from Wild Turkey is the Long Branch.
So, a Wild Turkey erect episode, huh? You ever think of anybody else when you come up with these things? Ugh. I mean, there's a stigma kind of behind the name Wild Turkey, I think. I've always thought of it as like a harsh kind of burns your mouth. You start fires with it.
Like a cowboy whiskey.
Right. You know, so that's, I think, the stigma that Wild Turkey just in general has. Anybody else ever?
I've always kind of, I mean, I thought that honestly that Jack Daniels was that way for me, where it was just too charcoaly and gross. The 101, Wild Turkey 101 was kind of like Bacardi 151. He just kind of drank it as like a, holy shit, I can drink this because it's fucking high proof, man. Watch this.
Yeah, it's what people drink to prove that they're a man when they feel like they actually have to prove themselves.
Right? Yeah.
No, it's definitely a beverage where you don't drink Wild Turkey to be classy.
Well...
That's what they used right in here. Then
hold on to your pantaloons, kids. That's what they used to say, and then they hooked up with Matthew McConaughey, the classiest dude in the fucking room, and he helped with this Long Branch, which is the first one we're going to be drinking. He's trying to put the class back in that.
Nice segue into the Long Branch.
Fuck yeah, dude!
All right, so getting back to the bourbon here. This one is the Long Branch. We're proud to introduce Wild Turkey Long Branch, 8-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon made in small batches and refined with Texas mesquite and American oak charcoals. This unique process results in an extraordinarily balanced and smooth sipping whiskey with subtle hints of smoky sweetness. Won the 2020 Double Gold from the San Francisco World Spirits. Well, I'm not going to win the fucking awards. We get it. There's more awards.
Until we start winning some.
All right.
None of these awards matter until we
So it's an 8-year-old?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right, all right.
Doesn't smell like an 8-year-old.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, no.
It'd be a lot cooler if it did.
Know what I like about 8-year-old bourbons? Wait. I get older, they stay the same age. All the worst McConaughey impressions you can afford.
All right, all right, all right.
I already did that one.
I want to do it, too.
Fuck you.
Nose notes? What do you get on the nose, guys?
It's not... super in your face. It's kind of light, I think. I get some sweetness. I don't know if it's vanilla or like caramel or maybe caramel.
Caramel.
Some oak at the caramel, end, yeah. But there's something kind of sweet there in the middle. Almost like a Werther's Original something. I don't get a huge amount of burn off the aroma.
It doesn't smell like what you'd expect out of a Wild Turkey product just by, you know, what we were discussing, name recognition alone, it does seem a little like it's a much more approachable version of a bourbon.
Yeah, it's more subtle. Like, you expect for it to be a Wild Turkey, the smell would kind of knock you aback. It doesn't do that. It's not that potent.
It's kind of sweet in the nose. It's only 43%, so it's going to be our lowest ABV of the day.
Yeah, we're working our way up, kids.
So they're going to say...
I don't get a whole bunch of nuance myself.
Toffee and nutmeg. I do get some toffee, and I do get a little bit more wood. I think that might contribute to that mesquite that they added.
I'm glad that I
kind of like that, though.
That I can't tell the nutmeg.
Oops. Cheers.
It's not that time yet.
When I was like in seventh grade, me and my buddies Chris and Dave heard that if you ate nutmeg, you could get high.
So
we bought a shit ton of gel caps and emptied out the gel caps and filled an entire box of gel caps with nutmeg. And we ate this and we never got high, but I was like burping nutmeg for like the next 3 days. And now I can't even fucking smell nutmeg without wanting to vomit. And that happened like in seventh or eighth grade. Don't do drugs.
Hey, before we get into more of this review, I just wanted to give a shout out to Lupulin Brewing Company.
Lupulin.
Because today's sidecar beers, we are drinking American Pils, American style Pilsner. Love their flag design, their cans. You'll see it in our picture of our episode. So bravo, America, because today is July 3rd, celebrating our independence from the UK.
The England. Year Jesus invented the rifle.
Yep. My dad still has the original version of that rifle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's mostly nails.
Oof.
Too soon?
Pretty close.
All right. Oh, come on, guys. I'm just joking around. All right. So this is 86 proof. Like I said, it's going to be the lightest of there. Now, on the mouth, I get that it's kind of the lower proof, so there's not a lot of ethanol burn. There's not a lot of heat to this one.
It was surprisingly smooth. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly smooth.
And I almost should have just got the regular Wild Turkey bourbon, not the 101.
Wrong.
Like what Don Kenna brought when we did our whiskey blind test.
Good old Don.
He brought the regular Wild Turkey and not the 101.
Don't worry about it. 101 is going to be great. It used to be Hunter S. Thompson's go-to until he quit drinking it for a while. Went back and said it was like tasting gasoline, and he switched to Chivas Regal.
What the fuck? Really? Huh. I can't believe that guy would do that. Anyway. I agree with
you. You don't know either.
I agree with you, Knox. I get very little burn, but it does kind of stick with you for a while. Yep. It kind of goes down your chest and right in the top of your belly. A
little hot. I'll wash that down with some of this American Pills.
By Lupulin, you mean? That mm-hmm. one? Okay, cool.
The exact one.
Yeah. But I this isn't too bad.
It says here on this breakingbourbon.com website.
I don't get orange.
Honey or orange? Honey and orange? Horny and orange?
Getting horns out of orange? I get like honey sweetness, but orange, maybe orange peel, because it's, I don't fucking know.
Pithy?
I might be making this
maybe
up.
A pithy version of the orange?
I feel like I hear a description of it. It's like, oh, there's orange in there. It's like, okay, when you say it, I can taste it.
Sure.
But up until then, it's like, that would not have occurred to me.
Do you ever, so also you get maybe some mashed potatoes and gravy?
White gravy, not brown.
Just, you know, just checking out the power of suggestions.
It was made in the same oven as the turkey, but they weren't touching.
White gravy is the worst gravy.
Yeah, I'm with you. Breakfast gravy, that sausage and big biscuit shit, fuck it.
I'm thinking baby gravy is the worst gravy. I don't know.
Like a baby,
baby gravy? Yeah.
Baby gravy.
I'll have to take your word for it.
That's just right out of the packet.
I will. It's in a shake. Because the milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. All right, all right. So let's. Any more notes on this long brand?
Who is this guy?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Any more notes on the long branch, guys?
Surprisingly smooth,
easy sipper.
Mm-hmm.
I hope maybe would want a little bit more.
It's an introductory
vanilla or more something. It's like Travis said. It is smooth. Nothing like jumps out at you. I'd maybe want a little bit. More something. I don't know. I did really appreciate the wood, the flavor, like what you were talking about, Knox.
Yeah, that mesquite.
Yeah.
A little bit like more that. Smokiness in the back end.
This is Bugs Bunny dipping his toe in a hot tub. Just entry.
It does
entry
not,
stuff.
It does not taste like Haas and Pfeffer.
Do most of these episodes start off the rails, dipping?
Oh, yeah, sure. You betcha.
I'm just kidding. I've been here before.
But that's if we're ready to rate, I'd start, and that's why I mm-hmm. would rate it a 3.5.
Rating from 0 to 5 in quarter increments for our listeners this may be their first episode.
Sorry.
Yeah. And I get like cinnamon on the back end in the finish, and that's not my favorite thing. I think it's very entry level. It's pretty good. 2.75.
Okay. Travis, out of 5, what do you give it, sir?
I definitely like it more than regular wild turkey. I don't know. I'll give it a 2.5 just because it's acceptable. You know, I would not refuse this drink. You know, like you couldn't get me to drink Jim Beam because I find it repugnant. But like this stuff is like smooth. It's good. 2.5.
2.5.
Tori, cousin Tori, what do you got, buddy?
I believe in the 3 reserved for like easy drinkers. It's like not offensive, but it's not amazing. So I'm giving it a 3.
I actually really appreciate the complexity for the ABV on this one. I'm going to give this one 3.75. I almost want to give it a 4, but.
Really?
That would be a wasted number.
And this one was $44.99. Bought at Bridgeview Liquors in Moorhead.
I mean, we took it from them because they're a sponsor. So,
you should say you.
Wow. Anyway, so I actually changed my score to 3.25.
We already do an ad read for them.
Yeah.
So the average for the long branch 8-year is 3.05.
Did you say these are all Wild Turkey products?
Yes. All 6 of them are all from Wild Turkey, and there's 3. There's all the ryes that we could get in the rare breed. The regular and the 101 that we didn't get because I just didn't want to get that in depth.
Well, we didn't want to do a rye episode either.
Yeah, yeah.
I said no. We're doing bare bone.
And then there's the Master Keep series. They have 3 in the Master Keep series, but I don't think we can get them here in town yet.
All right.
So,
all right.
3.05 for a ranch. What's next? What's next?
All right, what's next is the Russell's Reserve. Now, give you a little bit of a background history, guys. I think this distillery in particular goes back to 1840. The Russell father-son team that are the master distillers there at Wild Turkey currently. So there's a little bit of a history, and we'll get to that after our ad break. But getting into this one, this is Russell's Reserve, 10 years old, 45% ABV.
45%.
45%, yes. So master distillers and premier whiskey makers Jimmy and Eddie Russell have brought nearly 100 years of combined experience to artfully crafting Russell's Reserve 10-year-old bourbon. The last article I read said 101 years, so this might be a little bit old of a... I need to update this on the website. Bottled at 90 proof, this hand-selected small-batch bourbon has a rich caramel and vanilla taste and a uniquely smooth finish.
I don't know about y'all, but I get apples on the nose as well.
I was thinking banana butt. Maybe it is apple.
Banana butt.
Banana butt.
Apple bottom jeans and a banana butt.
Boots but with the fur.
Playing the role of crotchety old man today is
other than that, it. This is even right. Has a lighter aroma than the Long Branch, I think. I have to get my nose kind of in there to try to pick stuff out.
I was thinking the opposite myself.
Yep, this is
two of you are wrong at least.
I'm going to go with pungent, but a good pungent.
Yeah, I think it's less ethanol-y.
Yeah, that apple really comes through, like anything orchardy.
Yeah.
I can't tell if it's green or red apples on this one. It's very apple-y on the nose right away. And then it goes right into that caramel and then settles into that vanilla.
Some spice, so it's almost like an apple pie.
This is far smoother tasting than the first.
I really enjoy the
explain
nose.
Explain yourself smoother.
Yeah, we don't like to say smooth.
Less ethanol and more, I don't know, fruity aromatic flavors.
Hey, that sounds better.
No, thanks. Thanks for pushing me to try harder.
We always aim for top notch around here.
We always aim for mediocrity.
Slightly below the middle or above the middle.
Damn it. Whoa. Like a C+.
Yeah.
So I agree with Cousin Tori about it's a little less, I want to say burny, ethanol-y, more smooth in that respect. It coats the bottom sides of my tongue on both sides. But it's a good coating. And I don't know if it's maybe it's like a vanilla lacquer. Caramel, it's something right here. And then you really don't feel a whole lot of burn until it's like already down in your gut.
It dries out well, like leather.
Reading these notes from I don't know why breakingbourbon.com keeps having all these really decent tasting notes. But it says here aged oak, graham cracker, and leather following with, you know, vanilla and caramel. But I don't get any graham cracker. That's weird.
I don't either.
I got a little bit of the graham cracker and vanilla, but I'm also drunk.
But this is kind of hot though.
I'm fine with the heat on this one. You get a little tongue tingle, and that lets you know you've been there.
Wasn't that in your freshman year's scrapbook at high school?
Likely to tongue tingle.
Tongue tingle.
Yeah. It's a superlative.
Oh my God, superlative! You're such a cunning linguist.
Thanks.
So why don't you give us some more tasting notes on this one if you can before we rate this one.
I already did my bit.
Okay, you want to do the ratings?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh wait, anybody try the last one with water?
No, I have not tried any of these with water yet. Yeah. I'm gonna sip some more of this Lupulin American Pils though.
Jesus Christ, dude. Every fucking 3 minutes there's a scrolling ad across the
You didn't see the plane outside with the banner behind it? Right. We will shamelessly plug you, too, if you send us free beer as our side beers.
unless that's not your...
Consensual. Yeah. It's got to be consensual.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. That's what I was aiming for?
That's how I'm known as a shameless plugger.
Contractually speaking.
Sure.
Whoop, whoop. This train's derailed.
All right. Wow, we're only on the second one.
Night, boys.
All right,
so
back to
I
the
think
Russell's
this is better than the last one. I give the last one 2.75. I don't know that it's... I'm going to 3.5.
Whoa.
Travis.
I liked this one less than the last one, and I'll give it a 2.5. Same score, because, yeah. It's adequate.
It's not that it's, much
it's,
less.
It's adequate. You know, like, I mean, it's an acceptable beverage.
Excellent. Tori?
3.5 for me, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4 on this one. I really like the apple notes in this.
I wish you would have got out on the flavor. I didn't get any of the apple. I smelled.
I did get some of the orchard a little bit in the front, but then it just kind of.
I believe it's pronounced orchid. Chump.
Jesus Christ. Bigger and what do you got?
Would you give it a 4?
I give it a 4, yeah.
I'm giving it the same score at a 3.25. So the average for Russell's Reserve 10-year is 3.35.
Ka-ching. Well, all right. All right.
Oh, shit.
All right.
All right, so the next one is going to be...
Oh, wait.
The Wild Turkey 101.
Just pour the fucking...
I don't want nothing. The neck pour.
Really? Does it matter?
No.
It's a myth. I love it. If you really were worried about a fucking neck pour, you just shake the shit out of it before you open it up, and that should be fine.
I shook the shit out of it before I came over here today.
So, the one thing we got to realize about Wild Turkey 101 is this is basically more of a cask strength than the regular bourbon, but is the same recipe.
Is it at 101 proof?
Yep, but it's the exact same thing as Wild Turkey, regular Wild Turkey, except for they took this straight from the barrel and bottled it as opposed to adding water to it to proof it down.
Oh, sure.
Which is a normal Wild Turkey.
It sounded like they wanted to land at 101.
Well, sure. Fine.
All right, straight from...
So not barrel. I was wrong, technically.
Straight from wildturkeybourbon.com, their website. For more than 60 years, legendary master distiller Jimmy Russell has been crafting Wild Turkey 101 the right way. With a high rye content, this iconic bourbon is perfectly aged in American white oak barrels with the deepest char for more character.
Oh, I love her. She's such a good singer.
You're so fucking dumb.
Charo?
Charo or Cher?
No, she is an awesome guitar player. Charo is like
flamenco.
It would be my top 5 guitar players.
Yep.
Holy shit, fucking, man.
She's awesome all around.
According to this Bukowski book I just read, if it's to be believed, Bukowski's favorite songwriter was Randy Newman.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
You guys gonna just take a break? We'll be back in 11 minutes while Knox runs the soundboard.
Number 1 of 10. Yeah, I get
BBR bingo. Complaining about Knox's sounders. All right. All right, back to the bourbon here. So this 101 proof is a blend of 6, 7, and 8-year-old bourbons. It's a 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley. MSRP was $23 according to the website. What is it on the bottle there, Big Earn? I got it. Wait. $28.99.
Well, it's actually dipped. The cheapest one by far, so far.
Yes, it will be the cheapest one of the day, yes.
I get a lot more burn off the aroma.
Now, is it cheaper because they have to do less to it to refine it to bottle it, or...
Oh, this is their entry-level stuff, right? So it's Wild Turkey is their entry-level in Wild Turkey 101, then Long Branch, then, you know. So yep. It's just working their way up. But we're drinking them in order of proof.
All right, cool.
All right, so Wild Turkey 101 bourbon is Wild Turkey's flagship brand. It's distilled at a very low proof in order to help embody all the barrel flavors during aging. It comes out of the barrel at around 109 proof. Necessitating only slight dilution before being bottled at 101 proof.
I was really close to that.
Yep. This process helps produce a final product that, although not barrel proof, is very close to what came out right out of the barrel. Wild Turkey also uses the heaviest char number 4, aside from the rare use of the even heavier char number 5 on their barrels, which helps create the company's flavor profile and deep color. Wild Turkey Master Distiller Jimmy Russell is the longest tenured active master distiller in the world with 60 years experience. You get some toffee and caramel with a hearty amount of alcohol scent.
Well, I'm going to go with hearty alcohol.
Yep. A little bit of butterscotch in this one. So this is 101. It's not even the most highest proof. It's only it's number 4 on the highest proof of the day.
Well, yeah. Out of 6, by the way.
Yep, out of 6.
So the previous two, they were easier on the nose because of less ethanol smell, scent, whatever. But this one is heavier. This one smells like I think a bourbon should smell like. Like it should set you back a little bit, and this does.
like a lot of quite a bit more heat on this one than the previous one. But, and they even said because of the rye content.
I mean, yeah, the hearty amount of alcohol scent present. Bravo, who wrote this? Because it's all up in your business. It's a nosy neighbor.
It's a fuck boy.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds weird coming out your mouth.
Yes, it does.
You know, when I first try it, I there's actually less burn than I was expecting, but that burn comes a little later. If you just let it sit, all of a sudden your tongue starts to dry out and you get that burn. It coats all the way down your esophagus.
Yeah, I agree. Like on the nose, it smelled like it was going to be burnier on the mouth too, but it's less than I anticipated.
Kind of sneaks up on you.
I like that it's got, after a while, after some of that initial shit goes away, it feels smoky, right? Instead of tasting charred, you know, not a bad thing. But like when you eat ribs and you taste that smoke when you've smoked them, I get that after a couple seconds.
Like ribs that have a good wood crust on them.
Yeah, creosote. What Chris said.
We went over this last episode. We talked about.
I know. Okay. I just don't remember words.
Yeah, I think this one is very, very much heat, very thin on the mouthfeel. Wow. I mean, I don't get a lot of
fizz in my mouth. Fizz in it.
But I gotta take a drink of this Lupulin's. Pilsner.
American Pils? Me too, I think.
It's like my fancy glass.
It's like we're getting thousands of dollars from them.
So this should be on the palate of vanilla, maple, and cinnamon with oakiness, spice, and char. Like all of Wild Turkey's bourbon, the company does an excellent job of balancing flavors and keeping the sweet spice relationship in check. Although I think this one has got quite a bit of pepper, quite a bit of heat. I wouldn't say it's like a 95% rye, 5% malted barley, you know, heat, of course, but it's hot.
Yeah, but I almost appreciate that for some reason. I'm like, you know, usually you would expect, you know, I like sweeter things. I'm a wuss. I wouldn't like something that's going to burn so much, but this actually has some flavor with it and it creeps up on you. It's like unexpected. This is going to be tough to rate because I kind of like it better than the other ones, which is strange because it's... Cheapest. Burns more.
It's better than I thought it was, but I don't like it as much as the Russell 10. Not even close.
Yeah.
But I do like it better than the Long Branch. Because I do like it. I do like my whiskeys aggressive, like I like my hands.
Yeah, you're very much of a barrel proof guy, cask strength guy.
Well, doesn't it kind of depend on what you're looking for? Like if you're looking for a sipper, if you're looking to just knock yourself back into your seat.
This is both of those things, though. Right, you can sit back with this and drink it on ice or just straight, or you can shoot it with a needle.
Like if you're trying to kill feelings, I'm going with Wild Turkey 101. If you're trying to kill feelings, I'm going with Wild Turkey 101. But if you want to taste bourbon and some other flavor notes and just, I don't know, experience a bourbon, Russell's maybe.
That must be a category for this show. Like if you're just going to kill feelings.
We're going to have our the highest proof alcohols we can muster, and I think the Elijah Craig barrel proof is the highest I can probably get. So who wants to start the ratings out for this one?
I'll do it again because I'm not scared of nothing.
All right, go for it, Chris.
3.
All right. Travis?
2. I didn't like it. It is a little bit. It reminded me of Jack Daniels as far as like it didn't have a good flavor for me. But again, I'm drunk.
That's okay.
Honesty is key here.
Yes, it is. Cousin Tori, what do you got, buddy?
3.5.
All right, I give this one a 3.75. I still like the Russell 10 better at the 4.0, but it wasn't bad either. Like I said, this is kind of like a staple in every bar that you need to have this at least, right?
Well, right.
So what do we have for a fucking total score?
Wait, we get he's got to give his reading yet, right?
Well, after my rating of a 3.50, same as Tori's, it comes out to average for the Wild Turkey 101 is 3.15.
I think that lands exactly where it should, according to me.
I'm glad you're satisfied. I think
I'm just saying
it's all about you, Chris.
I'm saying overall ratings because Russell Reserves is still in first.
Correct.
101 second, Long Branch third, and that's how.
Oh yeah, as far as the okay, I can
that's
see
how that. I'd picked them so far.
Sure.
Excellent.
All right. Yeah. 3 down and 3 to go.
So I'm going to take a quick break for our podcast listeners to listen to our ad reads, and then rest of us will have a break too, and we'll be right back after this.
I've got to work on my ball handling skills.
Me too.
I like
on your ball handling. I have like to work sports. On your ball handling.
Hi, everyone. This is Chris with Brews, Booze, and Reviews, and I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors at FargoUnderground.com. If you're like me and love good music, don't listen to me play. Instead, head to FargoUnderground.com and check out the Events tab. When you click on the Events tab, an Events Categories a window will pop up, so you can choose live music, nightlife, comedy, trivia, where's a movie. Or, if you like karaoke, you can check that out too. Fargo Underground is dedicated to bringing you the best of what Fargo has to offer, be it from art and food, or again, music or comedy. Check out FargoUnderground.com.
Brews, Booze, and Reviews is sponsored in part by Bridgeview Liquors. Head over to BridgeviewLiquors.com. Or head over to their Facebook at facebook.com/BridgeviewLiquor. When you go to their Facebook page, you can hover over the Events tab and see what they have coming up for classes, which are now starting again from July 10th. So after that, every Saturdays in the afternoon, they have specialty classes, and you can sign up for their email list and find out what they're having at certain times. Classes are only $25 a piece, too. So please check out their Facebook, or they even have an Eventbrite that has all these events on it. And one of the things that I love about Bridgeview, besides helping us out and sponsoring us, is their wines, because they have different kinds of wines. Some that are family-owned, some that are locally made, and some that are the old-style wines that you just don't really see around here much. So head on over to Bridgeview Liquors for all your alcohol needs at 935 37th Avenue South in Moorhead. They can be reached at 218-477-6162. And when you go there and you shop there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9:55 p.m., don't go past that. Or if Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5:55 p.m., again, don't go past 5:55 p.m., you can shop there. And when you are checking out, just say that you heard this podcast, the Brews, Booze, and Reviews, and you instantly get 10% off all your purchases. Yes, all purchases. Just 10% off just for mentioning us at checkout. Thank you, Bridgeview Liquors, and thank you to our listeners for helping us out. All right, welcome back from our ad break, guys.
And then there's and butt stuff.
And then butt stuff. Well, yeah,
you know,
because you know, you're
talking about dirty money.
You smoked 8 pounds of pork butt.
I did,
and it was delicious butt stuff.
Oh, it was really good. Everything was really good today.
Nice job,
guys. I had one of those brats, too,
except for my company.
Yours in particular, right? True. I agree.
True story.
Have I mentioned how terrible this LaCroix is? All right.
Excellent. Good content, on. Guys. All right. All right. So this next one on the docket of six is the Kentucky Spirit. All right. According to Wild Turkey's website, the Kentucky Spirit is 101 proof single barrel bourbon, with each barrel hand-selected under the watchful eye of legendary master distiller Jimmy Russell.
Jimmy!
Known for his...
And then he kicked him in the Jimmy.
Richard Bourbon's stepson.
It's true.
Jimmy Russell.
Look it up.
Yeah. Known for being fuller-bodied with rich vanilla flavors and hint of sweetness, it's the perfect bourbon to enjoy and eat. A complex layering of almonds, honey, blackberries, and leather gives way to a long, dark, and lingering finish.
Sounds like a description of an STD.
This lingering so far finish. Smells lingering wonderful.
Finish.
Damn it. I get more vanilla off the aroma.
Ugh. So 101 proof, right? Direct comparison to the last one we had was 101 proof,
yes,
right?
But this is a little bit, quite a bit different.
Yeah, it's not, you know, the other one even said, it smacks you in the face with alcohol. This one... Absolutely.
Does not smell as combative.
Yeah. It doesn't smell 101 proof.
It like, starts out by gently rubbing your face, and then it kind of gives you a little nudge
then
before.
Then pulls know. On a little ball hair.
Yeah.
So according to Eddie Russell, bottles are between 8 and 9 years. This is a 75% corn, 13% Eddie. Rye, 12% malted barley.
So that's the same mash bill.
Yep. So MSRP on this site is 55. What is it on that one? 59? $4.99, so it's $5 more here locally.
So, yeah, this is the same mash bill as Wild 101.
Yep. First released in 1994 and is said to be the second single barrel bourbon to hit the market after Blanton's. Jimmy Russell personally selects casks that have matured for approximately 9 years to be bottled individually for this line. Awarded Malt Advocate's Best of the Year in 95.
We're going to be discussing same mash bill in a couple of weeks when we do Buffalo Trace Mash Bill 1.
Yes, okay. Sir.
So I'm confused. So the mash bill's the same. The proof is the same. What is the difference in flavor? Because you can
and barrel.
Barrels.
Like right on the nose, you can tell there's a difference.
Right. Yep. So we'll discuss that more in a couple of weeks because we're specifically going to talk about one whole mash bill.
Yep, after we get back from our Bismarck episodes, so you'll be able to hear this in 3 weeks.
But it boils down to literally the wood, right? Even though it's all the same wood.
The environment it's
created. The environment's in, how the heat changes and all of that stuff. We're going to explore that a little deeper, but that's on a real brief overview. That's the only difference between them. And that's fucking nuts.
Warehouse so, and aging.
When you say they go and pick the barrels, so they'll go through, you know, however many barrels they have in this one rickhouse that has all the same mash bill. He'll go and sample them all. The best of the best is what he puts into this.
Okay.
Jimmy!
That's bizarre. You could get that much flavor difference on the nose and on the tongue from this similar process. Right. That's cool though.
It's right. Quite same, very different.
You've been
same
a really recipe. Great audience. You've been a really great audience.
Keep trying.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was okay.
It's okay. All right. So we got key lime and pecan pie, citrus leather and spice on the nose.
So
what's citrus leather? What's that like?
Fruit by the foot, you dumb fuck.
Wow.
Dehydrated fruit. I don't know.
Fruit leather.
I do get it's a lot sweeter in the nose than anything we've had so far.
Paying attention to you.
This is a lot sweeter than anything we've had so far on the nose. Definitely.
Absolutely.
I get that pecan pie. I get a smidgy bit of that key lime.
Smidgy bits. I get
smidgy bits.
I get no key lime pie.
I don't get key lime pie, but I get that pecan pie.
Yep.
The sweet.
I get pecan and some citrus, but not lime.
Yeah, I get pecan too, but that's maybe because I don't eat key lime pie because that shit is just foul.
It is foul.
That's ridiculous.
All right, what are you guys going to taste on the palate?
Well, after the whiskey flavor fuck me.
Flavor.
What? Wait, different guy.
Wait, here it comes. Here it comes. All right. That was all of us doing that.
Thanks for explaining.
Yeah. Travis has been here.
It was completely lost on me.
That wasn't one single voice.
Shut the fuck up. Let's go. All right. Caramel, vanilla, orange, and cinnamon on the palate. Leather and oak. Can you guys get that?
I got none of that, but I liked it more than anything else we've tried so far.
Yes.
I get caramel and cinnamon, but some light notes of fruit. Oh, yeah.
I added a little bit of water, maybe a little bit of orange zest in there somewhere. A lot more vanilla in this one, I think, than so far. I like this.
Yeah, I do get that.
It's got long legs, too.
It's approachable heat.
So I think this is the best and most complex one we've sampled so far today, but I think it was better on the nose than it was on the tongue. But even on the tongue, it was still better than anything we've had yet.
I would agree with that.
This is dope.
I get a lot of earthy tones on the palate, which could explain that cinnamon and the leather.
Were the earth tones? That was Motown, right? Gotta love them.
Sorry, I gotta scroll through them.
Dramatic there's so pause. Many, there's probably like three pages.
Well, was his answer correct? Tune in next week.
All right.
Ding.
So, okay, so it's for the finish, hearty notes of rye and leather. It's not too hot. It's agreeable amount of flavor in your mouth.
Yeah.
Slightly dry, oaky finish. Brown sugar and hint of cinnamon.
I
do get allspice, though, at the very end.
I don't get any of that.
What do you get?
Attracted to nightmares of women.
That's a different podcast, Travis.
Oh, it's you true. Got daddy issues and baggage and 14 kids.
Let me feel your daddy Travis. Issues.
So all do over I. My body.
Let me feel your daddy issues all over my body.
Isn't that what squirt porn is? Anyways,
we're classing up the joint.
So medium long finish with hard notes of rye and leather. What do you think there, Chris? You think you agree with that?
Well, I said what I tasted.
Okay, anybody else got any notes?
But I love that you keep pushing me and prodding me.
Uh-huh. All right. So I'll start off this one for a rating. I'll give this one a 4.25. I dig this one. Kentucky Spirit, that's where it's at.
I'm going to give it a 4. Chris?
I love how you did flip the piece of paper.
I didn't remember what I gave the other ones. I like this one, and I just didn't know.
I think the highest you gave me was 3.75.
I'm just trying to remember how much more I liked it than Russell 10. I'm going to go 4 on this one. I like it. I really like it.
4. Travis. Yeah,
3.5.
Tori?
Cousin Tori.
4.25.
I suggest that we actually call Tori Statch.
Statch?
Statch Tori.
Yeah.
Oh, Statch.
Wow.
We're trying to class this up.
You've been pushing this.
You've already pushed this. The line has been dropping, so I'm just throwing. It's all
coming
up
on
right
Statch.
Statch. You motherfucker.
Oh, fuck.
All right, so the average for the Kentucky Spirit single barrel is 4.0. Enough for the lead.
Heading on to number 5 is the Russell's Reserve single barrel.
It's non-chill filtered. I was looking for shit.
So Russell's Reserve single barrel bourbon is matured in only the deepest number 4 alligator char. Oh. American white oak barrels handpicked by our master distillers. Individually bottled at 110 proof and non-chill filtered to guarantee maximum flavor, each barrel has its own unique personality. It still captures our signature rich, creamy toffee and vanilla taste.
It doesn't smell 55%.
Fuck alligators.
Alligators.
I stand by that statement. They're like if there's ever an animal I've ever seen, they're like, you look at it and this thing exists to fuck you up. Like there's no one, no one looks at the alligator like, oh, look at him. Aw. No
not
one
like,
does
not
that.
Like a bear.
Like, only a bear.
You only do it with crocodiles.
Right.
They're so cuddly.
But only after a while.
But alligators.
I kind of thought you'd respect them because they have such a long lineage and they've lasted so long. You know, it's like
if we're speaking evolutionarily, it's a fantastic creature. But I really am not into getting my arms ripped off. I mean, thus, I haven't had it happen.
Since when?
Well, you know. But no, like I've
since
said,
arm
I've,
number one.
It's, I lump it in with like alligators and bears and sharks. Like, I don't go where those creatures are. Because I've never heard anyone attacked by any of those creatures go, wasn't that bad. It was like, I could have swore I was going to die. I looked over, my leg was fucking gone. You know, like, no.
That's why the alligator was scary at first, but turns out they're giant pussies and you could take them.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, let's do some shots and wrestle some alligators.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm in. Let's do this. All right.
You first.
All right.
Let's have some of this Russell's Reserve single barrel and go wrestle some crocodiles.
Is Flacca a real thing?
After a while.
Crocodile.
Flacca? Remember? There was those, like, these videos apparently of these like people like acting like zombies, like diving into windows and shit. Have you seen that?
No,
videos?
No.
I want to know if it's like real or not.
Oh, because zombies are not real?
I think Flacca is the only way I'm going to get anywhere near an alligator.
Is that like LARP?
Alligator.
Wasn't that guy on Taxi?
Jesus. All right, here we go. Taste and aftertaste. Russell's Reserve single barrel bourbon has rich honey and caramel sweetness. Followed by vanilla, cherries, citrus, apple, and licorice. It has this distinct fruitiness that I don't find in many other unfinished bourbons. There's also a moderate to moderate strong oak, cinnamon spice, and overall darkness, but it's nothing overdone or unpleasant, on par for a well-aged 10-year-old bourbon. The alcohol bites just a little, but it's 110 proof after all. And this is actually thewhiskeyshelf.com, and they're tasting notes on this one. See if we agree. What do you think? Nose?
Oak. Right off the bat, oak.
Hot. Hot. But it doesn't smell 55%, though. I get a lot of vanilla, a lot of wood. And then some burn at the end there.
I
kind of clears out your nostrils.
I get cherry, but, you know, besides the bourbon, right? Besides vanilla and oak and caramel.
CDO?
It smells like my dad's wood shop, like, after he's been cutting all day. It's heavy on the wood for me.
It's wood and cherries.
Yeah.
Does this kind of remind you of the Stag Junior?
No.
Is that Stag's got a lot more cherry?
Yeah.
It does have that kind of cherry bark-ish.
Stag's better than that.
Okay. I agree, actually.
Rolling but it I haven't around tasted the, yet. Rolling it around in the glass, it seems a bit thicker than the
Yeah, a lot previous. Of legs. A lot of that stuff. A lot of oil and glass. It looks good.
Oh. It's got some stuff going on.
So it's sharper right away. It hits with oak and it's tongue piercing almost.
But it's warm. It's warm.
It resolves into some delicious flavors.
Yeah, that malt bill really strikes hard on this one.
That's got some fucking attack on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is kind of almost really aggressively slapping you in the face, but it's got a lot of flavor to it too, though.
This is still, I think, so far my favorite we've had.
It's got some flavor. Then you get that burn of the 55%. Kind of sticks with you for a while. Then you get all that oak. You get wood. And then some sort of sweetness in there. And it kind of sticks with you. But this one is like the top of the tongue. Kind of gets you. Not right. so much the side, but right on the top. And then you kind of feel it right away when it gets to your... Right down there, bottom of your esophagus.
Okay, for Renfrews, it's 91...
For who?
For reference, it's 91 degrees outside right now. I could see myself loving this on a cold winter or fall day, but today, it being 91, I'm like...
Yeah, but it's 71 down here in the studio.
It might be something like on ice, right? Get yourself a bigger glass, put a big cube of ice.
Yeah.
It would hold up super well in an old fashioned. Adding some of that sweetness will cut down the heat. It tastes high rye. I'm assuming it is.
I almost get more nose burn when I add water, which is weird.
Yeah, I kind of prefer it without the water.
Maybe. I'm thinking so, too.
It almost like it frees up the ethanol that's in it.
No, so I do dig this one. I think I like the last one a little better. What was the last one?
It is better with water. The last one was Spirit. The Kentucky Spirit. This is the Russell's Reserve Single Barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the flavors were more pronounced and up front in this one, and maybe it came off a little bit too strong.
This is it plays around the more you have of it and the more you let it sit, but I'm gonna give it a fuck me. I'm gonna 3.75.
All right, Travis, I'll give it a 2.5.
Jeez.
Holy right. shit.
Tori.
2.5?
3.75. I'm with Chris on this one.
I dig it.
I also... 3.75, same as I.
It's like Travis can't handle his booze.
I was drunk before I showed up here.
Yeah, the more we give you, the less you like it.
No, the last one I think was my favorite.
I'm going to give it a 3.75 as well.
Well, I think I gave the Kentucky Spirit a 4, and I still think that one's...
A 4.25.
Yep. I think that one's still my favorite of the day so far.
Yep.
Yeah.
This Russell's Reserve is very fucking good.
It's right up there. And I think they're about the same barrel. Price point, yeah. right?
$60.
They are. $59.99
so, and here's the thing, too, right? So Russell's Reserve is a single barrel, okay? So...
They also have a 10-year and a 6-year, and they also just recently came out with a 13-year as well.
So that's not what we're talking about, Sweet Cheeks. So single barrels are different, right? Those 10 years, they're blending them to get to match a flavor profile that's always consistent. Every time you grab that bottle, it should taste the same. With a single barrel, you're not going to get that. So you might have buy a bottle that was from one barrel, and then you might buy a bottle from another barrel, and they're going to have probably similar profiles, but they are going to be a little bit different. So some you might like a little bit better than others, depending on which barrel you get. But it's always worth the crapshoot when it comes to something like this.
Like, I'm just waiting for an OESV single barrel from Four Roses. I'm looking for one of those. It's my favorite. I think it would be my favorite recipe.
So if anybody can find it and send it to us, we'll gladly drink it.
We'll mention your name 15 times.
You're so cute when you beg.
That's terrible, isn't it?
I know from personal experience.
All right. This last one, guys, is the rare breed.
What? Jimmy.
Right on cue.
Jesus. So the true bold spirit of wild turkey has been captured in this authentic barrel-proof whiskey, creating one of the finest bourbons in the world. Uncut with water, Rare Breed is an uncompromised Kentucky bourbon with tones of sweet tobacco and hints of orange and mint, making it a remarkably smooth whiskey legend. Why would they use smooth? Those fucks.
Because Chris only has a problem with saying that word, apparently.
Yeah, lots of other people are fine with it.
I didn't realize how much hate you guys were harboring towards me, because that's where I go all the time. I say smooth all the time.
Smooth.
I didn't realize it was pissing you off so bad.
It doesn't piss me off. I'm just saying.
Not me so much.
It's just a blanket statement, and you can do better.
Yeah. I should be challenged.
God did it.
But can I?
Right.
Can I do better, Chris?
Let's see. What is a cop out on this?
I desperately.
Smooth. Hey, Ernie, what's the ABV on this bad Mamma Jamma? It's the highest one of the day.
The rare breed barrel proof is 58.4%.
58.4%. 116.8.
Yeah. I can put this in my gas can in the freaking winter.
So this is that same, that 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley. I think that's kind of like their base wild turkey.
I wonder if they only have one mash bill, you know? They might, besides, you know, when they're making rye, but
yep, this seems to be
they might just have one bourbon mash bill.
Yeah. It's consistent, and it's just amazing how much you can get out of the different flavors. So this one was MSRP $35. What did we pay for it, Bigger?
Way
$56.98.
Ouch.
We're getting fucked in.
Rare Breed was first released in 1991. Since then, there have been over 10 batches released. The batches were once denoted by a batch number, but more recently only by a unique proof. Rare Breed is a brand of 6, 8, and 12-year-old bourbons, and though this blend of ages is not detailed in the label, it has been confirmed by Wild Turkey brand ambassador Matt Gandolfo.
Matt!
What's up, man? In a Bourbon Pursuit podcast.
Hit me back, potato.
Wild Turkey uses a single mash bill for all of their bourbons and bottles.
There we go, then, I guess.
Rare breed at barrel proof. Wild Turkey's barrel entry proof, the proof the distillate enters the barrel for aging, is relatively low at 107 to 115, up from 105 at one time, resulting in a low bottling proof by comparison to competitors' barrel proof products. Since its first release in 91, the Rare Breed label design has changed 3 times, with the 4th label change registered in the TTB, whatever the fuck, shut up.
Dude, 116.8. Like, have you ever proofread anything?
No, I'm just scanning things as we go, because I did little to no research
his
before
His eyes
today.
Almost rolled into the back of his head when he was coming up with the word scanned.
The research that I have done, though, is listening to another podcast, talking to Eddie Russell.
Eddie!
And, you know, catching up on their story and how, you know, how far back it goes. It's an interesting story. So bold and spicy, subtle hints of raw grains mingle with peppery seasoned wood on the nose. Rye spice is most prominent. And this isn't even the fucking rare breed rye. This is just a regular rare breed. They have a regular rare breed rye.
This is my favorite I've had so far. Yeah. I really liked the flavor.
So I think it's pretty close to the darkest one. As far as color, yep,
it is.
That's
sure.
What I noticed first off is it's a lot dark caramely.
And typically should be, because this one is probably the oldest aged.
Yeah.
And when it said bold and spicy, yeah, and then, that's what I get off the aroma.
Also, it's barrel proof, right? So they didn't cut it with water.
Yep.
Oh, this is dope.
And they said, right? What, 6, 8,
I liked
12.
It a lot.
This is a blend of 6, 8, and 12.
How much is a bottle of this?
Well, it depends on 16? Where you live. Right. And you probably have a thing pulled up from like 1913. This might be a really old one.
When the internet
it's 35.
That's not so bad.
The proof of this one was 112.8.
Go up a little ones.
This website we're looking at for the listeners at home is 8-bit.
Go up.
8-bit?
When did they release this review? Does it say? No.
No, it does not say.
Say at the bottom. Because they were talking about it came out in 91. There's been over 10. Well, yeah, we're far beyond that.
Far beyond driven.
Driven.
Fuck yeah, this goes to all you guys who mentioned that one. All right, thank you very much. All right, batch one is a standout by comparison with 112.8 proof batch review.
Jimmy!
Anyway.
Don't you lose that number.
All right, so what do you guys get off this one? I mean, This is pretty fucking good.
So everybody said they liked it.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Why?
I liked the fullness of the flavor. I don't use your professional terminology, but
when it
didn't have a chemical attack, you know, like it, I could taste flavor before I felt alcohol. You know what I mean?
No, man. Yeah, man.
Matt,
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
But no,
Jeff,
Ernie.
I think it was the most flavorful one so far.
It is full bodied. It's actually feels thick on the tongue.
Once you get past some of the alcohol, it's very, very much more citrusy and then sweet and then oak, right? It follows that in my brain.
Dark fruit, stone fruit, something in that order.
I get like dehydrated homemade fruit leather. Like when you dehydrate your fruit, you puree it.
You fucking cocksucker.
So is that that little stuff between my toes?
It's like homemade, you know, fruit by the foot or
homemade.
Fruit roll up. It's homemade.
We know.
All right. But it kind of reminds me of that, like a berry, kind of like.
Berry.
Like Manilo.
No Resident Evil fans in this. All right, whatever. No.
I remember a huge Resident Evil fan.
Berry. That's Jill Valentine, man. Oh, I'm killing the impression. This place is fucking lame.
Oh, fuck.
So, every Saturday.
Boo this man.
So, in my opinion, I think it has a lot of very strong in-your-face flavors, but the fact that they're so well blended together makes it exquisite.
Yeah, exquisite's a word. And I kind of agree with you. See, look at Wild Turkey can be fucking fancy. But yeah, I mean, and then taste-wise, I guess.
Even though it's higher proof, I just, I'm not getting that severe burn going down like I did with
it's so simple.
The 101.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. It instead of being overwhelmingly alcohol, you get that tongue tingle still like mint.
Like, I'm not going to have to drink a bunch of Pepto after this.
Right.
You know.
But you still get that minty type tingle.
Mm-hmm.
Berry. Sorry. Sorry, I've been drinking.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks.
That's okay.
What a coincidence. So have I. So I agree with you, Knox. Considering it's like 58.4%, it
is this the last one of the day?
Very well.
It's the last one of the day. And it is very spicy.
He slams his drink. Woo! Remember when we used to do that?
Oh, that shit gets up all in your business.
So I added a little bit of water and you know,
me too.
Maybe after the fact, gargle shot. And actually, for this proof, it's like I'm surprised it isn't more like, oh, here I am, rock me like a hurricane.
Dude,
that's my favorite Poison song.
So when you put water in your mouth after slamming it, it tastes like you slammed bourbon and then got shoved in the lake. Which is cool.
Because
that means you're with people and drinking. But it's about togetherness.
I was just
synergy.
Synergy.
That's right.
Well, then fucking say something, Cricket Boy.
He's too busy looking through his sounder board.
Man, there's nobody saying anything. Maybe I'll find a sounder for a week.
I got to have something for this, right? What is it? What is it? What
Jimmy!
Is it?
Jimmy!
Oh, Barry. No.
All right.
It has no. No.
Sweet.
All right. Travis, you haven't started one out yet. What do you think about the rare breed? 0 to 5, what do you think?
I'll give it a 4. It's my favorite so far.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Tori, how about you?
4.5 all day, maybe 4.75 if I was generous.
Like just about your favorite ever.
Yeah.
Really?
So.
It was good. It was really good.
4, he
said. Give me 4.5.
Oh, 4.5? I'm going to go 4.25, Ernie. Because it's just...
It's the sweet one.
That's fucking stupid.
I appreciate that you actually... I appreciate that you finally allowed not solid numbers where we could actually do the 2.5, you know, 2.5 and stuff.
I'm sorry, Knox, what'd you give it?
4.25.
And that's also what I gave it.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
We should hear from Chris, I think.
Oh, Chris, too? Maybe.
Should we?
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe you want to ask me my tasting fucking notes, too, Buckle.
Okay.
You had like 15 minutes to talk about it.
Four. I'm going to tie it with a single 4.25. it's a little better.
And what were your tasting notes, Chris?
Yeah, just listen back to this episode.
Chris all stump Chelsea's. All right, here we go.
All stump.
It's cold in here.
You're much funnier when you're a sleeping potato.
Wow.
Squiggly giggly on TikTok, everybody. Okay, what do we got for an average?
So the average for the rare breed is 4.25, which are good enough to take first place today.
Excellent. So we've sampled everything that is not rye of the Wild Turkey catalog. There is a couple Russell Reserves that we missed.
Fuck them.
Jimmy!
We did miss the 13-year and the 6-year. But we also did not get any of the 3 Masters keeps that are available out there as well. But I really think that we nailed Wild Turkey
overall,
and it was a good time.
Wild Turkey is a good friend of mine now. I enjoy Wild Turkeys. I've always liked the Russell Reserve since I first purchased it. I've never really delved into the other Wild Turkey lines, but all right.
I just
want to make sure that everybody realizes that when Knox said we nailed Wild Turkey, the ASPCA should talk to Knox, not the rest of us. We're all innocent.
No turkeys were actually harmed during this podcast.
Not like when they threw him out of a plane on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, God, that was a great episode.
I mean, Les Nessman, figured it, bruh. Just going to throw live turkeys out of a fucking... it's probably a helicopter. Figured it. Actually, he didn't do the throwing. He was just reporting it.
Yep, he was reporting it.
I love Les Nessman.
Oh my God, they're bouncing off the ground. It's pandemonium.
I wonder how much. So turkeys bounce, and so we had a bouncing of today's numbers from the Long Branch at 3.05.
That's for the segue, buddy.
All the way to the rare breed at 4.25. So
4.25 was the highest.
One was still above average.
Excellent.
Yeah. You know, and like I said at the beginning, the whole stigma as far as like I think of Wild Turkey is like,
Cowboy whiskey.
Yeah. So
get to the liquor store and get handsy with some Wild Turkey.
Can't miss.
The rare breed is a very good for our sakes, a bang for your buck.
What's the most expensive too? You know, $60, I think.
$60.
Yeah.
And I mean, even the 101 at
even losers at 30 can afford this
was 3.15, and that Russell's Reserve 10 years that 10 year was $33. So
reasonable,
very reasonable. Yeah. Yes, yep. For sure.
There's no reason not to put it in your mouth.
All right,
you sound like my priest.
Hey, Tori, thanks for coming on the show.
In the name of the Father and the Son.
Thanks for having me, Knox.
Where can people get a hold of you if they want to know anything about you? You got an Instagram or anything like that?
He does nothing.
I prefer to be left alone, honestly.
All right.
Back off!
Travis, you got anything to promote? Jane Doe and the Johns?
He almost did this via phone call.
Man, we're dusting off webs. The fucking...
Who?
Jane Doe and the Johns and the Sandhaven Chuckle.
Okay.
The only game, will
be playing a wedding.
We are playing a wedding. I'm fucking terrified.
Bravo!
Because I'm also officiating it. And
You're officiating too?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's right. I'm a bit of a big deal.
I get to introduce him.
Yeah. I honestly became an ordained minister to wed homosexuals because some people can't stand married gay people. None of my gay friends get fucking married. Just bang, like whores.
So you're making an exception for your brother.
Yeah, I'm wasting my magic on my goddamn brother.
I hope he's at least grateful for it.
He's awesome. Actually, my brother's fucking dope. Come at me, QAnon, you fucking pussies.
For what? What do you remember?
Actually, I remember when QAnon was kind of like stupid, and it still is.
QAnon?
Excellent.
Oh, okay. Well, then it doesn't make sense.
Actually, don't come and get me. I actually, I'm impressed that you love your AR-15 that much. Good for you. Good for you. Don't shoot me.
It's like machine love.
Marry them and their AR-15.
Where you make love to inanimate objects.
Dude.
Anyway, so check out Jane Doe and the Johns on both Facebook and Instagram. Are you guys on Twitter as well?
No.
How about Sandhaven Chuckle on Facebook and Instagram? Are you guys on Twitter in there as well?
No.
Okay, just Facebook and Instagram.
No Twitter. I think we used to have an account, but we don't do shit. No.
I'm going to shoot you with my freedom.
Fuck yeah! America! This is
yes,
the greatest,
ladies and gentlemen.
Greatest documentary of all time.
It's been great.
Fuck yeah!
Coming to you
with the best of the world.
Yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Terrorists, your game is...
Hey, Travis.
We're all watching this.
Now it's become a commentary.
We're having a podcast.
Do you remember that recruitment... commercial we keep seeing at Duffy's?
Holy shit.
How egregious that is. How it they is, make everybody look like a Marvel superhero.
Dude, it makes...
Is it something about American Pills by Lupulin?
Lupulin Brewing out of Minnesota.
I just finished mine.
So. Yeah, I mean, it was very delicious all day.
Lupus beer.
Okay. How about
you,
Chris?
Lupus.
Anything you want to promote?
Fuck yeah. Just this podcast. And also...
Born to be funny in his fucking sleep, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, squiggly giggly oh on the TikToks. Watch me sleep talk as a different animated thing every once in a while.
How about you, Big Earn? What do you got?
I got to go pee, so.
Uh-huh.
Come check you out in the bathroom? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well.
George Michael went to jail.
I tried that once. I saw nothing.
I know, because there's nothing to see. Usually across the street. But who knows? Maybe I'll stick around here for a while.
Well, I got to tell you guys, thank you, Cousin Tori and
Statch.
Mr. Travis Statch and Mr. Travis Gilbertson for coming on the show.
Statch.
Dr. Travis Gilbertson, thank you.
We also want to thank our listeners for listening to our episode today, without whom this podcast couldn't happen. And to you, we say, may your glasses
America,
be full.
America, fuck yeah.
And your spirits high.
Cheers.
You didn't have it up there.
Don't say you dick when you didn't have it fucking ready.
Don't point at the screen if you're going to have America.
How long have we done this and you still don't know our fucking bad
like you wanted time. Us to read the screen. Good night, America.
This has been a Predicate Productions episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. For more information, head over to brewsboozeandreviews.com. Special thanks to our sponsors for supporting our podcast. You too can support our show by supporting them. We have merch for sale that you can purchase from our Shops tab on Facebook. We also have extra content that you can access by going to patreon.com/brewsboozandreviews.